Hello, hello. Happy, what day is it? Tuesday. Is it? Yes. Today we're talking about the two things that you need to do. The first two things that you need to do when making a career pivot. Hi, welcome. I'm currently going live on YouTube and on Instagram. So if this is your first time here, welcome. Today we're talking about career pivots and two things that you need to do. And I'm going to be sharing some AI tools, or I should say prompt really, that can help you speed up these two steps. So if you're trying to make a career pivot and you are currently feeling confused about what you can pivot into, like, you know, you're not happy in your job. You know that what you're doing right now isn't fulfilling, isn't paying you well, you feel undervalued, you feel, you know, just unhappy, but you also feel stuck because you're like, what else am I meant to do in my career? What else can I do? Welcome, because today I am going to be sharing the first two steps that you need to take when you have no idea what else you can pivot into. Like I said, I'm going live on YouTube and Instagram. So hello, say hi in the chat. If you are watching live, say hello. Let me know your name, where you're watching from. If you're watching the replay, just say hi. Let me just type replay. If you're watching the replay, type replay in the comments so I know that you're part of the replay gang. Hope you find this helpful. And before we get into the two things, the first two things that you need to do when you have no idea what else you can pivot into, let me just introduce myself quickly. If this is your first time here, hi, I'm Dr. Tega Edwin. I'm a career coach and I help mid-career professional women leave draining jobs that they don't like and pivot into more fulfilling careers that they love and are thriving in while increasing their salaries by 35K on average. Hello, LaShawn from Houston. Welcome. Hi from Jamaica, bro. Welcome, welcome, y'all. As I go through the live, if you have any questions about anything I'm sharing, feel free to drop questions in the chat. So I am keeping an eye both on the Instagram chat here and the YouTube chat. So if you have any questions, let me know. But let's go ahead and get into the first two things that you need to do when you have no idea what career you can pivot into. And I'm saying this because I have found that this is by far the biggest struggle for a lot of the women that I work with when it comes to making a career pivot. So most of my clients are, you know, really high achieving, smart, brilliant women. So it's like, okay, when it comes time to land the job, I can kind of do that. Like I know how to talk about myself, so to speak. But the main problem is I have no idea what else I can do, right? It's like, I don't know what jobs I'm qualified for. I don't know what my skills can transfer into. I don't know what industries will hire me, especially when we think about the current climate we're in, where it feels like layoffs are rampant and you're like, okay, which industries are stable, which industries are hiring? It can feel really hard, confusing, challenging to figure out what jobs you're qualified for. And I found that that lack of like not knowing what else you can do can then exacerbate. It's like you're already unhappy in your job, right? Like you already know that the work you're doing is not fulfilling. You don't enjoy it, you don't like it. But then the lack of clarity about what else you can do then doubles up the frustration. It then becomes even more overwhelming. And what I've seen also, when I think of the women I work with and the women I've talked to who are trying to make career pivots, and let me know in the chat if this resonates, if you're here live or if you're watching the replay, just let me know if this resonates. But what I usually see happening is one of the reasons why you might feel really stuck about what else you can do is that you think you need to have everything in place before you can make a career pivot. So it's like, you're like, I need to know what job I can pivot into and what industry I will go into and what company I'm gonna be with. And I need to have a strategic plan to make my pivot and know the steps I'm gonna take and the actions I'm gonna take before I then make my pivot. The problem with that is when you think you need all these things before you pivot, it becomes overwhelming. And then you sort of get into like decision fatigue, you just freeze. Because it's like, okay, I need to do all these things. I need to know the job title, the industry, the salary, the company, the plan. Where do I even start? Right? It's like you don't know where to start. And so then your brain just says, you know what? Forget about it. Let's just stay in the job we're in right now. Right? Like your brain is like, you know what? At least I have a job. Let me just stay here. It's all good. Like at least the bills are paid. Meanwhile, you're not happy in that job. The job is draining your energy. It's making you doubt yourself. It's making you doubt your skills. You're unhappy. You don't feel fulfilled. So you know that real, like it's like in the back of your head, you know, long-term, you can't afford to stay in this job, but because there seems to be too many things to do or figure out before you can pivot, you're like, you know what? I'll figure this out later. The problem with later is that right now the job is draining you. The problem with later is that right now the job is causing you to doubt yourself and doubt your skills. And something that I think isn't often talked about is the longer you stay in that environment where you don't like the work you're doing, the more you start to doubt yourself, which is going to make your pivot, your career pivot, even harder. Because what's going to happen is that self-doubt, you're going to internalize self-doubt and start thinking that you don't have the skills to do anything else. You're going to start thinking that you're not qualified for anything else, which when it comes time to market yourself for a different job or apply for a different job, it's going to be really hard because you think you don't have value to bring to another company. That's the problem with later. Hello, hello. I see Patrice Zal joined the live. Say hi in the chat as you're coming in. I'm breaking down the first two things to do when you have no idea what career you can pivot into. And I was just starting by talking about why a pivot can feel so overwhelming. Why I was talking about how we often feel like we need to have everything in place. What is the job title? What is the company? What is the plan? And so that can make pivoting really hard, but you need to just simplify it. And you know, as I'm saying this, it's making me think of, so just a quick story time. Let me give y'all a quick story time and then we're gonna get into the strategies. So right now I'm working on doing like a body recomp just for myself. So I'm trying to build more muscle and reduce my fat. And I'm like, imagine if I said to myself, okay, I need to have a 12-week plan, like a 12-week meal plan before I start. And I need to know exactly what workouts I'm going to do and exactly what my body's going to look like at the end of this recomp. And I need to have a perfect gym routine and the perfect outfit and the supplements. I would never start because that's just too many things for my brain to hold at one time. It would be super overwhelming and I would never start. Meanwhile, all I did was, okay, just did some research with trusty AI. And today I'm sharing with you how you can use AI to do these two things I'm going to talk about. I just talked to AI about what my goals were. And long story short, we figured out, okay, all I need to do is focus on eating 2000 calories, 120 grams of protein, and working out consistently. That's it. And because I have those, I just did enough research to know what my immediate next steps are. That simplified the process for me. Like literally that's all I'm focusing for the next couple of weeks is, am I eating my protein? Am I eating my calories? Am I working out? The end. And that's how I want you to think about your pivot, which is why I'm sharing these two things, because I want you to just focus on, these are the two first steps you need to take to successfully make a career pivot into a job that you enjoy while increasing your salary. Stop, like forget about the company, the plan, all the 12 action steps that you need to do, who you need to talk to. Forget about all that for now. There's just two simple things you need to do, and let's get into them. The first and most important thing that you need to do, and just as a reminder, I'm going to share the two things. And for each one, I'm actually going to share how you can use AI to do that, to do this step and do it fast. So just as a note, I'm going to say the prompt to you. For those of you who are here live, you will hear the prompt, but you might want to come back to the replay, because what I'm going to do both on Instagram and YouTube is I'm going to put these prompts in the description of the episode. So you know how when the replay goes on my feed, I'm going to put these prompts in there for you. That way you can come back and copy them or paste them or take a screenshot, whatever it may be. Because I know that if you're listening to me live, you might not be able to write fast enough. So just giving you a heads up for that. And you're welcome, LaShawn. Yeah, I was thinking about that beforehand. So I'm going to share these two things. I'll talk through how you can use AI, put the prompts in the replay. So come back to my profile to catch those if you missed it. So the first thing that you need to do, like the very, very first thing, if you're trying to pivot, is to identify your transferable skills. Identify your transferable skills. And here's why I'm saying this. Remember I said I particularly work with mid-career professional women, which means most of my clients, I would say like the shortest amount of time a client of mine has been in their career has been about 8 years. Most of my clients have been working for 10, 20, 25, 15 years, which means that you have had time to develop a ton of skills in your career. You have been building up skills because you've done different activities. You've been responsible for different things. Maybe your role has changed. So you've done a lot of things. And one thing I've noticed after working with a lot of my clients is that as time goes on, you start to forget the skills that you have developed. Like time after time, I see this with my clients where we will be working to position them for a job they want to pivot into. And the way I work with my clients is we always have a So this is in my career coaching program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. We'll pull up a job description for the role we're focused on, and then I use that while coaching them to build their resume. And I can't tell you without fail how many clients, after we're done, are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that this is me. I didn't know I had these many skills. I can't believe that I developed all these skills. Like, they are legit shocked at seeing what they have done written on paper, just because I know how to ask questions to help figure out how to connect their experiences and their skills to the role that we're applying for. I'm sharing that just to let you know, our brains prioritize being efficient, okay? And part of being efficient means the thing that you did 5 years ago, if your brain doesn't think is relevant, your brain is gonna forget about it. Unless you are actively prompted to remember it, which is something that you would do when working with a coach. So we have to pause and really excavate. What are all the skills that you have developed in your career so far? Because if you sit down and just think to yourself, what can I do? What skills do I have? Here's what's gonna happen. One, you're only gonna think about things you did like in the last 2 years. Like, I even saw this in my own career where every year, this was before I transitioned to a full-time business owner. I used to be a professor. And every year we had to do a self-evaluation. And I would legit, y'all, forget articles that I wrote at the beginning of the year, like in the same calendar year. I would forget articles I wrote. I would forget conferences I presented at. Like, this is why I made a habit of always putting things in my CV immediately. You cannot trust your brain to remember all the things you've accomplished. You cannot trust your brain to remember all the skills you've developed. You cannot trust your brain to remember all the things you're qualified for. This is why you need a process to just sit down and just recall, remember, what have I done? What do I like to do? What skills have I developed? And then this is where ideally working with a coach is beneficial, because you need someone to ask you the right questions to connect that activity to the job. But as I was saying, the first step is identifying your transferable skills, because you have worked for so long, you've likely forgotten all the things you've accomplished. So that's why when you're thinking about making a pivot, your brain keeps telling you, I'm not qualified for anything else. I can't do anything else. I can only do what I've always done in my career. I don't have the skills to go anywhere else, because your brain has been conditioned to just see you in the job that you've been doing, right? Whatever, let's say you're a program manager, a teacher, an engineer, a professor, whatever it may be, your brain has been conditioned to see you as that job. So when you're thinking of what else can I pivot into? What else can I do? Your brain is like, nothing. It was like, you can't do anything else. You can only do what we're doing right now. And that's not helpful. So we need to identify your transferable skills. And like I said, we can use AI to speed that up. And so here's what I want you to do. So if this is resonating, let me know. Like, put like a one in the chat. For those of you who are here live, put a one in the chat if this is resonating so far before I share how you can use AI to help you quickly figure out your transferable skills, just so I know if, you know, let me see if y'all actually want to hear these strategies. If this is actually what you need to hear right now, let me know. Okay, I see a one in the chat. Okay, so let's keep going. So here's what you'll do. First, I want you to just brainstorm for yourself. Like, just sit down and think for yourself. I want you to think over the past 10 years, and you might need to like scroll through your pictures in your phone. You might need to go through your email, like scroll through your email. If you've been with the same company for years, you might need to go through your email. You might need to scroll through your pictures just to kind of remind yourself, where were you, right? Where have you been? So I want you to brainstorm for yourself. What are 5 to 10 activities that you did at work that you genuinely enjoyed over the last 10 years? This is where we're gonna start. Just brainstorm. What, like, AI can't do this part for you. It can't. And I want you to notice that I didn't say grab your resume and upload your resume. Because I was having a conversation on Threads about transferable skills, and somebody had said, yeah, you could just upload your resume to AI and ask it to pull out the skills. Yes, you could, but here's the problem with that. No shade, but most of your resumes are crap. No shade. I'm not giving shade. I'm just telling, because this is my job. I help my clients redo their resumes. And when I see resumes, I'm like, this, and it's not crap because you haven't done anything. It's crap because all you did was list a bunch of activities. It's not showing how awesome you actually are and what you've actually accomplished and how you've actually had to show your awesomeness, which is why I'm like, okay, you could put your resume into AI, but it's just gonna tell you a bunch of skills that you already don't wanna use in your career. So how helpful is that really? It's not helpful. So what I want you to do this part, you have to use your brain. Think for yourself, what are the activities you've genuinely enjoyed over the past 10 years? Not just your job duties, not just what you were responsible for, but things that you did when you think, like, actually, I had fun doing that when I did this thing at work or even outside of work. Some of you volunteer, some of you are serving on boards, some of you are helping people out. Just think of activities. I'm using that word intentionally. 5 to 10 activities that when you were doing them, you were like, this feels good. I enjoyed this. This was fun. I like what I was doing. Write out those activities in as much detail as possible, right? I served on a board for a nonprofit for young girls, and I helped put together a training to help the girls develop professional skills, right? Something like that. Or at work, I was responsible for planning an event for our C-suite, and I was responsible for finding the vendors and mapping out the event and making sure everything ran smoothly. Just as much detail as possible, like 3 to 5 sentences, write out 5 to 10 activities. Notice that I said activities that you enjoyed. And that's because, again, if you've been working for 10, 12, 20 years, you have done a lot of activities in your career. Just because you're doing something does not mean you enjoy it. Let me say that again. Just because you're doing something does not mean you enjoy it. If you do anything long enough, you will eventually become good at it and you could still hate it. Like, a lot of us are good at things that we don't like and don't enjoy. So focus on what you enjoy. And that's because we want to pull out skills that we also enjoy. Because if you just put a list of everything you've done, you're likely going to get skills that you don't like using, which means when you go to the second step that I'm going to share with you, you're going to get recommendations to do jobs that you already know you don't want to do. We're going to perpetuate the cycle. We want to break the cycle of career dissatisfaction, right? We want to break the cycle of career unhappiness. So you have to focus on what activities have I enjoyed over, and I said the past 10 years, but you can go further. And then when you have your list, I see LaShawn said fact. Okay, I'm glad it's resonating. Purple Soul said yes. Okay, y'all are resonating. Okay, so now when you have your activities, you're gonna take that list and now you're gonna put it into an AI tool of your choice, whatever you prefer, ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, doesn't matter. I use all three of those, literally doesn't matter. You're gonna put your list into an AI tool. And I'm going to read out. I told you I need to scroll and find it. So I said, if you came in later, I did say that I'm going to put these prompts in the caption of these videos because I'm live on Instagram and YouTube. So I'll put these prompts in the caption or in the description. That way, when the replay goes up, you can go back and copy and paste them. But for now, I'm just going to read them to you and I have to find it where I put it. I'm going to read it to you so you have a sense of where we're going with this. So when you have your activities, you're going to then say to AI, put in your current role. I'm a program manager with X number years of experience, whatever your year. Let me read the prompt and I'll fill in the gap so you can hear it and then hear the example. So you'll say, your current role with X years of experience in blank industry. So that might read, I'm a program manager with 12 years of experience in the education industry, something like that. Then the next thing will say, here are some activities I've genuinely enjoyed in my life and career over the past 10 years. Notice I said in my life and career, because again, don't just stick to your career. If you've been unhappy in your career for like the past 3 to 5 years, your career is no longer a good metric for the kinds of jobs you will enjoy. That's why we're looking at life and career. So you'll say, here are the activities I've enjoyed in my career for the last 10 years, life and career. And then you'll put that list that you just brainstormed, copy and paste it. Then you'll say, based on these activities, list what transferable skills do I have that would be valuable in industries outside of your current industry, right? So in this example, I said program manager in education. So you would say, based on these activities, what transferable skills do I have that would be valuable in industries outside of education? That's not the end. Then you'll say, list the skills and explain why they're transferable across industries. That's your first prompt. This way, what AI is going to do is very quickly help you identify all the skills you leveraged to complete the activities that you just listed. Okay? Here's why that matters. A lot of times we conflate our tasks with our skills at work. Your work tasks and your skills are two different things. And this is why I was saying earlier, your brain, when you've been on the same path in your career for 10 or more years, your brain starts to think of you as your job. That's because you're used to your work tasks, right? And so the reason why you're telling yourself that you're not qualified for anything else is because you're thinking of your work tasks, not the skills you use to do the tasks. So let me give you an example, okay? Let's say one of your work tasks is to answer customer questions on the phone, okay? Maybe you're in customer service, they call in, you answer their questions. And so you might be telling yourself, I've only ever been in customer service, so I can't do anything else. No, you're thinking of your work task, which is customer service, but the skills under the task, this is how I always like to think of it. I think of the task as being the thing that's visible, and you use skills to facilitate the task. The skills that you use to do that work task of customer service is communication skills, relationship skills, maybe research skills to find a solution for the problem, problem solving skills. All those skills you can use across different work tasks. Another analogy that I like to give to help you visualize this is imagine your work tasks as the body of a car. Okay, imagine a car, whether it's a Toyota, a Hyundai, a Mercedes, literally doesn't matter. The task is the body. So you might say, oh, I drive a Toyota, so I can only ever be in a Toyota. Right? That didn't really make sense, but go with it. Think of your skills as the tires, the wheels that move the car. It doesn't matter what the body of your car looks like. You can go into a tire shop and different car bodies can use the same wheels, right? You could probably, obviously, if they're the same like size, right? And I'm not a big car person, so I'm just gonna use like brand names. I can't give specific, but it's like a Toyota sedan will use the same wheels as a Hyundai sedan, can use the same wheels as a Mercedes sedan. Do y'all, is this tracking? Put a one in the chat for me if you're tracking what I'm saying. So your skills can go across industries. Your skills can go across companies. But because you've been in one task for so long, your brain is telling you can only ever be in those tasks. And so you ignore your skills. This is why I want you to put those activities into AI, because what AI will do is it will take those activities and tell you all the skills that you use to drive the tasks. Okay, let me read the chat on Instagram real quick because I'm seeing it pop in. Purple Soul said, makes sense, like the neural pathways are wiring together. Literally exactly that. It's literally that. Neurologically, your brain, because when you do the same work over and over and over repetitively, your brain starts to see you and put in those pathways as this is what you can do. This is what you're good at. This is what is fast. And you ignore all the skills under that you use to drive those work tasks. And I see one in the chat, so it's resonating, you're tracking, awesome. So that's the first thing you need to do is just identify your transferable skills. Why? Because once you see all the skills that you have, a couple of things are gonna happen. One, you are going to feel confident in yourself again. You're going to feel confident in yourself and your ability to pivot, which is important. It's so important because if you're not confident in your ability to pivot, if you don't think that you can pivot, guess what? You're not even going to try. Like if your brain is already telling you that you can't do anything else, you're not even going to try to do something else. You're going to assume that this miserable job that you're in that's draining you is all you can do and you will stay stuck. So you'll become confident. Second, when you see all these skills, you will have hope because now you'll see all the skills you forgot about and start to recognize that you can take these skills and bring value to different companies in different industries. So it will give you confidence and hope to just help you at least get started. And this is why I said it's the first step. Remember I said at the beginning, don't get overwhelmed by everything you need to do. Just take the first step. First step, write your activities. Ask AI to tell you the skills and just start there. It will give you confidence and hope, which is the beginning of getting your momentum. Okay, this is the beginning of getting your momentum. Now, obviously, you're going to use AI to give you a list of these skills, and that's helpful. Again, it's the first step. But here's what AI can't do and didn't do. It can't tell you which of those skills match your values, right? Like, do you value autonomy? Do you value impact? Do you value flexibility or collaboration? And this is why inside my coaching program, Find Your Fulfilling Career, we use something called the VISA framework to not just identify your skills, but make sure your skills match your values and your interests. Because again, you can be good at something you hate doing. So this is where coaching comes in to help you take those skills one step further and match it with what is important to you and what you're actually interested in. So that's the first step. The second thing that you will do, or the second thing that you need to do when you have no idea what you can pivot into, is to now do industry research. Similar to how your brain tells you that you can only be in the one path you've been in for a while, your brain will also tell you the same thing when it comes to industry. Oh, I've always been in education, so I can only be in education. I've always been in healthcare, so I can only be in healthcare. I've always been in tech, so I can only be in tech, right? Your brain is gonna do the same thing with industry, which will make you feel hopeless because you don't enjoy your industry anymore. So this is why the second step is to figure out, figure out which industries you can then take those skills into and transfer into. Okay. And similar to the first step, we're going to use AI to do this really fast, because it's like, now that you have your skills, let's figure out what industries need those skills to, again, give you hope for what is possible, to help you see, actually, I can make a career pivot. I can go and I can do something else. So here is the second prompt. Let me go and find it. I had it written down. Whoopsie. I just clicked away from my screen. Give me a moment, y'all. There it is. Okay, so here's the second prompt. And again, I'm going to repeat myself for those of you who are joining the live in the middle. I'm going to put these prompts in the replay description. So whether you're on YouTube or on Instagram, once I put up the replay, come back to my profile to the caption of the replay so that you can get these prompts for yourself if you're not able to write them fast enough. But here's the second thing you're going to do. Actually, let me pause. There's like an in-between step here. That list you got from step one, I promise you, you're probably going to get like 20 skills at the minimum. If you don't get 20 skills, come DM me, like, try this. Come DM me on Instagram and tell me I lied to you. Let me know if I was wrong, because I promise you, you will probably get at least 20 skills just from that one activity. And so what you now want to do is look at that list. All those skills are not all this. Like, you might see some skills and be like, oh, I actually don't really like doing this, right? It says something like communication. Like, I don't like talking to people. So what you need to do is, from those skills, I want you to then take the top 10 where you're like, I actually enjoy this. I actually enjoy teaching. I actually enjoy research. I actually enjoy designing presentations. I actually enjoy analyzing data, right? Find the top 10 in that list and just copy and paste that, because you need that for the second step. So, and I'm saying, because like, the 20 is going to be just too much. It's going to be too big. And if we're trying to just get you momentum in your pivot, we need steps that lead to action, right? Like hope, confidence, so you can take action. So you're going to take 10 from that step one. And step two, this is the prompt. Again, I will put the prompt. You're welcome. Thanks. And yes, I look forward to you catching the replay. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being here live. Bye. Okay. So here's what you're going to do with it. You're going to say, second prompt, you're going to say, based on these transferable skills, and you'll copy and paste the top 10 skills. Okay. What are 3 to 5 industry outside of my current industry that actively hire people with these skills? Remember, in the example I gave the first time, it was program manager, 10 years of experience in education. So your prompt might sound like, and that's not the end. There's more to come with this second prompt. I just want to explain it. So you say, based on these transferable skills, you list the skills. What are 3 to 5 industries outside of, in fact, let's just call it 5. I just say, what are 5 industries? Because I teach something in my program called Your Secret 5, which is the 5 industries that will hire you. So inside Find Your Fulfilling Career, we talk about finding your secret 5. So the 5 industries that you're qualified for and the 5 roles you're qualified for to help you pivot. So you can just say, what are 5 industries outside of education that actively hire people with these skills? Actively hire is a key word there, because the economy is doing funky things, right? Some industries are a lot more stable right now than others. So you don't want to be spending your energy trying to pivot into an industry that will fire you in 2 months, right? Like, we don't want to do that. Then you'll say, for each industry, explain 1, what problems someone with my skills will solve, And two, what types of roles exist in that industry? Okay, let me read the whole prompt to you again, but remember it will be in the replay description. Based on these transferable skills, you list the skills. What are 3 to 5 industries outside of my industry that actively hire people with these skills? For each industry, explain one, what problems someone with my skills would solve, and two, what types of roles exist in that industry. Let me tell you why this matters. Let me tell you why the prompt is phrased this way and why this matters. When you've been in your career for 10 plus years and you're trying to make a pivot, I feel like I am repeating myself at this point, but I can't say it enough. You think that you're not qualified for anything else because you think you need to have the right degree, the right credentials, the right experience. You don't. You don't. You don't because employers don't hire based on your work history. They hire based on your skills. Specifically, the skills you can use to solve the problems that they have. Let me bring that back and say it again. Employers don't hire based on your skills. Employers don't hire based on your work history. They hire based on your skills. Specifically, the skills you can use to solve the problems that they have. How do you figure out the problems that they have? Job descriptions, industry research. And every time you look at a job description, literally every job description is just a company telling you, here's a problem that we have. We want you to be the solution. And your job is to position yourself as the solution. And so you have to know how to identify problems in job descriptions. Problems that are, so for example, if a job description says increase member engagement and reduce churn. The problem in that situation is they have high turnover in their membership. They're looking for a skill set to reduce that problem. That's what I mean. So that's why the prompt is worded this way, because when you can understand the problems that you can solve with your skills, you will start to see that you are so much more qualified for many more jobs without having the title. Like once you understand that, okay, the problem is that membership is turning over. They want somebody to reduce membership turnover. Okay, what skills do I need to do that? I have to be able to research why membership is turning over. I have to have the skills to engage people, maybe develop programs to keep them engaged. I probably need skills to analyze those programs to get feedback on if it's working and get data. You don't need to have had a community manager title to have those skill sets. So when you can separate your skills and connect them to solving problems, you will start to see how qualified you are for other jobs. And this is what I help my clients do inside my program, Find Your Fulfilling Career, which, by the way, I didn't say this earlier, my program FYFC is currently open for enrollment. Doors are closing in, 4 days? On the 22nd, I was looking at the calendar. On the 22nd, so Sunday, this coming Sunday, doors are closing. So if you want to pivot into a new field and land a job you actually enjoy while increasing your salary by at least 35K, you can go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com to learn more and to join us. You can also book a free sales call with me if you want to talk with me more about it. I will put that link in the YouTube description. Instagram, you can just go to my profile. It's the link in my bio. You can learn more about FYFC and book a free sales call if you want to join us before doors close on the 22nd. Okay. LaShawn said, thank you for that new perspective. I'm glad that it was helpful. It's a really important perspective because a lot of times when you've been doing the same thing for so many years, I said this again, I'm repeating myself, you start thinking that you can't do anything else. And it's because you're conflating, you think your work history is all that matters. It's not. Your skills are what matters and your ability to position those skills as the solution to the problem that an industry has or a company has, right? So when you put that prompt, the second prompt into an AI tool, now you will have 5 industries that you never considered before. This is gonna be gold for you. Because now you'll see where you can go. You'll see where you can pivot into. You'll see that you have options, which again, confidence and hope. And so remember, this is just the first 2 steps, because usually what we do is we are trying to, I said this earlier, think of all the things that needs to happen before you can pivot. But when you do that, all that does is overwhelm you. When you find your transferable skills, and you find the industries that you can go into, now you're gaining momentum and you can keep going with the process of pivoting. Now, yes, AI can give you the industries you can transition into, but it's not gonna give you specific roles in those industries that match what you want. It's not going to give you the companies that are actually hiring right now. It's not going to give you what salary you can command in those industries, or how to explain your career story in interviews when you're pivoting, or even who to network with, who to build relationships with to get your foot in the door. And this is why you need a system, right? Not just a ChatGPT prompt, not just an AI prompt. You need an actual system to help you successfully pivot while increasing your salary. And this is literally what we do inside my coaching program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. Because in FYFC, we take those industries and research specific roles within them using my visa method. We identify companies that value your background, companies that also match your values so that you're not in another toxic environment. We build your materials, so your resume, your cover letter, your LinkedIn. I help you build out your materials to position you as qualified for that role, as well as teaching you how to have conversations that land you into companies where you don't already have relationships, right? So AI will get you started and give you the ideas, but inside my program, FYFC, is where you have a plan and you get the results. So I hope you found that helpful in terms of just where to start. If you've been unhappy in your career and you're trying to figure out where to start, I hope you found that helpful. If you have any questions, drop them in the chat. I'm happy to answer your questions. But just start with these two things first, okay? Don't make the pivot bigger than it needs to be. Stop thinking of the entire problem that you need to solve. Start with these two steps because this will give you hope. This will get you started. And you can absolutely try to DIY with AI and get started. But if you do these two steps and you're thinking to yourself, okay, now what? How do I actually apply to these industries? How do I get interviews? How do I explain my pivot? That's what my program Find Your Fulfilling Career is for, is I take you from here are some industries to here's your offer letter for the new job that you want, okay? You're welcome, LaShawn. You're welcome. I'm glad you found it helpful. Again, reminder that doors are closing to FYFC on February 22nd. That's Sunday, so that's in Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So I had to count with my fingers. In 5 days, doors are closing. If you have any questions, just slide in my DMs on Instagram. Literally just DM me, like, I was on the live, I have questions, and I'll take it from there. We can have a conversation to see how FYFC can help you pivot into a new industry, to see how you can take these first two steps and use it to actually land a new job. Thank you all for being here. I hope you found this helpful. As a reminder, if you're here live, I'm going to put those prompts in the episode description below. Let me hang on for a few minutes just to see if there are any questions. If there are any questions, just let me know. I'll wait for like 1 minute because I know there's a lag with Instagram and with YouTube. But hope you found those helpful. Again, those are just first two steps that you need to take. There's a word I'm trying to think of that's not coming to mind, but it's like, don't inflate. Don't overcomplicate your pivot, because when you do that, all it's going to do is it's going to make you think the process is really hard. It's going to overwhelm you. And then you're going to just decide to stay stuck. You're going to be like, you know what? I'm just not going to do anything. I'm just going to stay where I am. So don't do that. Just take these first two steps to get started. And like I said, if you want help to apply these two steps, you can join us inside FYFC before doors close on February 22nd. I hope y'all found that helpful. Again, thank you for being here. And for those of you who came in the middle, the replay will be up on my feed in, I would say, maybe about an hour. So you can go watch the replay to catch the two things as well as catch the prompts that I shared to help you do those two things faster. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you next time. Bye, y'all.